Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
Mild hypertension is a regular feature of general practice and is widely treated with drugs. Jim Wright, Managing Director of the Therapeutics Initiative in the University of British Columbia in Canada, describes a new Cochrane review from August 2012 of the potential benefits and harms of this treatment, place it in the context of other Cochrane reviews for treating high blood pressure.
The best available evidence to justify the use of drugs to treat high blood pressure comes from two other Cochrane reviews, one the treatment of hypertension in the elderly, and the other first-line drugs for hypertension. The first review demonstrates that drug treatment compared to placebo or no treatment reduces mortality and morbidity in people over 60 years of age, and particularly in people between 60 and 80 years of age. The second review demonstrates that starting with a first-line low-dose thiazide diuretic reduces mortality and morbidity as compared to placebo or no treatment. The evidence for other first-line classes is less robust. Most of the patients studied in these two reviews had no previous cardiovascular disease, and had elevations of blood pressure at baseline that were in the moderate to severe range. Thus, the evidence cannot be assumed to apply to people with mild elevations of blood pressure, that is 140 to 159 over 90 to 99 millimeters of mercury, and with no previous cardiovascular disease or primary prevention. I should mention that these people are commonly treated today. The present review was designed to look for the evidence of treatment versus no treatment in primary prevention people with mild hypertension. We found all the available randomized controlled trial data that was available to answer this question. In some trials, we had access to individual patient data, so we're able to separate the desired people from the rest. In the end, we found four trials with 8,912 people treated for 4 to 5 years. In this population, comparing treatment to no treatment, there was no statistically significant differences in overall mortality, stroke, myocardial infarction, or total cardiovascular events. In fact, the relative risk for total cardiovascular events was 0.97, with a confidence interval of 0.72 to 1.32, suggesting no benefit, but not being able to rule out a clinically significant benefit or harm with treatment. In the review, there was also an absolute increase of 9% in withdrawals due to adverse effects with treatment as compared to no treatment, and that means that 1 in 11 patients treated with drugs would experience an adverse effect that was bad enough to lead to stopping the treatment. The authors of the review conclude that the common practice to treat this prevalent population with drugs is not based on evidence from randomized controlled trials. Therefore, the benefits and harms of antihypertensive drug therapy in this population need to be investigated by further long-term placebo-controlled trials.
Full details of this review, including the studies and drugs that are in the meta-analyses and those that were excluded, are available from the CochraneLibrary.com. Which is where you'll also find the collection of related research from the Cochrane Hypertension Group.